Welcome to Hope's Garden and the Bridegroom Speaks podcast with Laura Ercolino.
In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jesus, we just thank you. We thank you for this time to be here together. And we ask you, Lord, to come and send your Holy Spirit into this space. Into this space where we are gathered together and into the space between all of us and our absent sisters. We ask you to sanctify this space. We give you our hearts and our minds. We give you this time, Lord. And we ask you to bless it, that all that we think, say, and do may be according to your will. And first and foremost, always for your greater glory and for our continued healing and sanctification. Help us to remember, Lord, that whether we feel it or not, you are here in the midst of us and within each one of us, to dwell in the depths of our being, in our hearts. I just invite you to just take some deep calming breaths. Maybe put your hand on your heart, or if you're feeling at all anxious or distracted, restless from the day of travel and the busyness of getting here, just take a few moments to root and ground yourself in his abiding presence and his peace that he offers to us in every moment and that surpasses our understanding. Come back to your heart. And I ask you, Lord, to kiss me with the kisses of your mouth. And let your divine honey linger on my lips and tongue, so that all the words that I speak taste only of your sweetness to those who hear. The Song of Songs, which is Solomon's. The bride. Let him kiss me with the kisses of his mouth. Your love is more delightful than wine. Delicate is the fragrance of your perfume. Your name is an oil poured out, and that is why the maidens love you. Draw me in your footsteps. Let us run. The king has brought me into his rooms. You will be our joy and our gladness. We shall praise your love above wine. How right it is to love you. As we begin this retreat, whose theme is it's all about the heart. We want to ponder tonight, what is the heart? What do we mean when we talk about the heart, and the heart being where the bridegroom, where the Holy Trinity, our triune spouse, dwells? We're not talking about Valentine's Day hearts, and we're not talking about the anatomical heart. We're talking about the very depths of our being, the center of who we are that makes us who we are. And so I want to begin with one of my absolute favorite passages from the Catechism of the Catholic Church. The heart is the dwelling place where I am, where I live. The heart is the place to which I withdraw. The heart is our hidden center, beyond the grasp of our reason and of others. Only the Spirit of God can fathom the human heart and know it fully. The heart is the place of decision, deeper than our psychic drives. It is the place of truth, where we choose life, or death. It is the place of encounter. Because as image of God, we live in relation. It is the place of covenant. The heart is where God dwells within me. And where I can choose to dwell with him in any given moment. In any given moment, I can choose to turn my attention back to his indwelling presence. One of my favorite sayings that I learned from going out to Christ the Bridegroom Monastery, they have this on the wall behind where the tabernacle is. And it's an image of Mary and Jesus as an infant. And the words on it say, "Womb more spacious than the heavens." And as I was contemplating the heart, and what is the heart? And that the heart is the dwelling place of the Trinity. It hit me that we cannot quantify the heart. We can't even imagine what this heart might look like, how big it is, because it was created with the capacity to hold the infinite God. That our hearts are more spacious than the heavens, because the creator of the universe dwells within us. Just ponder that for a moment. There is so much to your heart that you have not even explored yet. My daughter loves to remind me that we know more about outer space than we do about the depths of the ocean. Think about your heart. How much more of your heart is there to explore with the bridegroom? How much more is he inviting you to enter into with him? How much more space in this heart is there that is not yet his, that you have not yet surrendered to him? These are questions to take to your prayer on this retreat. Elizabeth of the Trinity would say that as we explore the depths of our heart, we often focus on our misery, right? And I'm paraphrasing Elizabeth of the Trinity right now. This is what I've learned from her. That we tend to focus on the brokenness in our heart, the misery in our heart, all our failures, all that's been done to us. And if we keep moving through that muck, that we will come to the bottom of the abyss of our misery, and there we will meet the abyss of his mercy. So even though we often are hesitant, we might resist going into the depths of our hearts, it's worth the trip. It's worth it. Because your misery meets his mercy, and it is transformed. And he makes all things beautiful. So be not afraid. Be not afraid to explore the abyss of your heart. Let him lead you. I also was pondering all the different ways, even just at Hope's Garden, that we talk about the heart, the different images that we have for the heart. The heart as a garden enclosed. The heart as a bridal chamber, the heart as a monastery or a cloister, the heart as a womb, as a tabernacle, as a chalice. How do you see your heart in this season? As you invite your bridegroom into your heart, what do you want to provide in your heart for him? He says our hearts can be his place of rest and delight. That the Son of Man, who has nowhere to rest his head, desires to rest in our hearts in your heart. The goal is the union of our hearts with his. And this is the vision that St. Francis de Sales and St. Jane de Chantal gave us, is a world of united hearts. All hearts living within the sacred heart of Jesus. Imagine that world. The verse from Jeremiah comes to my mind. And I don't remember if it's in chapter 31 or 33. That God says to his people that there will be a time when you will not have to teach one another about me. That all hearts will know God. That we will live in peace. That we will know his laws that are written on our hearts. And to me, that's the vision that St. Francis de Sales offered us and that Hope's Garden is offering now. A world of hearts that know Jesus and Mary, that love Jesus and Mary, that strive to live in union with the hearts of Jesus and Mary.
For more resources and our consecration to Christ the Bridegroom, visit hopesgarden.com, the sanctuary where the spousal love of Christ the Bridegroom heals hearts, marriages, and families. You may also want to join our community powered by Mighty Networks. Download the Mighty Networks app and find us at Hope's Garden.